Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com, welcoming Toby back to the program. Normally Nick sits in here from Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio. It's always nice having you here, Toby.
It's always great to be here. If my schedule was a little bit more open, I would love to be here more, but it's good to be back.
That's right. I hear that your website is finally getting back up and running. Hopefully we'll talk more about that later.
But yeah, it's been in the fritz, but it's being rebuilt.
Okay, excellent. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. We're going to start things out tonight with an email, and then we'll tell you what's going on with Guantanamo. But Mark, start us out with an email here.
This email is just come in from Alex, and he says, you know, I know that you're somewhat of a history buff on the show, and I was wondering if you could verify something for me. Lawrence Vance from LewRockwell.com said the following to be regarding a boy who had his leg blown off in Afghanistan. This is kind of an exchange that he's set up between Mr. Lawrence Vance and his father, and, you know, he just kind of wants to know, who do I think is right? And I'd like to get your take on it, Ian, and okay. Anybody else who would like to call in. So Lawrence Vance says, whether the boy was directly blown up by an American soldier or not is not the issue. This would not have happened if our troops had not invaded and occupied this country. Also, I think your father is confusing Afghanistan with Iraq, where the civil war we unleashed has resulted in much Iraqi versus Iraqi violence. But again, these things would not have happened in Iraq on this scale unless we had invaded and occupied the country. Whereas his dad says something to the effect of, the Afghans are being killed by their own people who support terrorism. The oppression and killings would be there if we were there or not. But if we can control these groups, we can make life better for these people. We're sending them food, medical supplies, teaching them better farming techniques. As far as Iraq's concerned, Saddam was killing and torturing his own people, and his sons were doing it for sport. Having that part I take umbrage with. I've heard this Kofi and Kufi or whatever their names were, you know, terrible kids. And one can imagine.
Well, I don't think they were nice people anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. But
from some of the reports and articles that I've read about them, they weren't nice people. I wouldn't probably want to hang out with them.
I don't honestly know, because they talked about these rape rooms, right? Mm-hmm. You remember the rape rooms in the news?
Yeah.
I haven't yet seen the photograph of the rape rooms, and I figured that would have been something that they would have released on the news.
Well, I did see some photographs from what they did to some of their soccer players and such, or I guess their football players. They would torture them routinely if they had a poor performance or something, and I saw pictures of their torture devices. Then again, who knows if they were real, but
I have not yet
seen photos of some kind of torture apparatuses that they used to go after their sports players if they didn't do well in a game.
You can't imagine that the guys would be any good after you've tortured them.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
So
they were a little bit crazy.
We can presume that all that is true. It doesn't matter. It doesn't justify stealing people's money to go on some sort of adventure, some military adventure.
Right, and so I guess the...
It certainly doesn't justify killing innocent people.
And his father says that he doesn't think that the war was in Iraq was justified the second time anyway. But, you know, like, that's the thing, is I don't disagree with any of the statements that his dad made, except for I'm not so sure about some of the more hyperbolic statements that were made prior to the war in Iraq. You know, the rape rooms, the 747 fuselage that was there used to train terrorists. Because, you know, no evidence that Saddam Hussein was training terrorists. He didn't really get along with those people. He was more mm-hmm. of a secular guy anyway. But these, you know, these things really aren't the issue when it gets down to it. I'm sure that some of these things are true. But all you do is you go in and you support one faction or another, and then it seems like these factions, you know, they get the upper hold over the other group, and it just goes back and forth. These are all civil wars that we're getting involved with. In Iraq, there's three ethnic groups, and those three ethnic groups shouldn't be involved with each other at all, but as a legacy of colonialism, which was set up by the British, they are stuck in this country, and the UN won't let them break apart. Our relationships with Turkey won't allow we won't allow Iraq
we?
To break. We, the United
Keep
States
saying
of America.
We.
The United States of America will not allow Iraq to break up into three nations, which would probably be better off doing, because that would destabilize Turkey, they assume. And essentially with Afghanistan, it's really similar, except there's only two ethnic groups there, basically. And, you know, that country would probably be better off breaking up into three groups or two groups. And the fact that we get involved, the United States gets involved and enforces American taxpayers to pay for this stuff, that's where it really goes awry, because the United States government doesn't know how to extricate itself from a war. It's still in...
When's the last time we did?
Still in Germany, still in Japan, still in Korea. Okay, we knew how to lose in Vietnam, but I mean, there's not too many wars where we've gotten out. Iraq, still there. I'll bet you we're going
to
be there.
You made it about a minute before you went back to we.
I'll bet that the United States government, we're going to be paying for, I am going to be paying for people to be in Iraq if I continue to pay taxes for two more decades.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Even if we got out, I mean, the amount of debt that it's taking, I mean, that's going to just be stacking on top.
They're not going to get out, though. The embassy there is the size of a shopping mall.
Well, they're not making it temporary. That thing's being built to stay a long time.
Yeah. So the crap
that
Obama
said. Maybe it'll be the 51st state.
that's what they want. And so that's really the problem, is this empire building that goes on. And if it was true that we cared, the United States really cared, the United States government really cared about helping people who are killing other people in other countries, then there's a whole bunch of countries all across the world that
they need help.
We should be getting involved in.
Plenty of them.
That's absolute crap. We went into Afghanistan to help these people.
Yeah, there's
a whole
lot of much worse genocide going on in other parts of the world than was going on. I mean, I'm not saying that what was going on in Iraq was good. I mean, the people didn't have the same freedoms as other people, especially United States citizens. Bad things were happening, but much worse things are happening in parts of Africa, in the Congo, and Darfur. There's plenty of people being hacked to death and murdered.
Absolutely.
All over the place. So, I mean, if we're going to be justifying it by saying we're the police of the world and we're going to be coming in here and rescuing people, well, we should be fighting a whole lot more wars. So we should be getting involved in a whole lot more.
Right.
I'm not going to be involved.
No, neither am I. But, I mean, if that's what the United States is saying, I'm making the same mistake here.
It's all over the place. I was watching the John Stossel show recently. I'm trying to get him booked on the show here. He's got a new program on Fox Business Network. It's going to be a weekly hour-long show where he'll just do whatever it is he wants to do, unlike in ABC land where he kind of just was able to get some of his topics through, but others not so much. So I guess they're giving him more leeway. But just the whole program was packed full of collectivist speak, and I just thought, ah, if I can get John Stossel on the show, that's something worth, I think, bringing up.
Well, I mean, I think that you make such a big deal about it, but the fact is most people view the United States of America as a we situation.
Yeah, and it's a big deal to me because it's not we.
But to the extent it is, if you're paying taxes for it, it's your dollars, you're funding these operations, unless you've quit paying federal taxes. It's coming out of my paycheck every week.
But you're just a victim. It doesn't mean that you are that you're going along with it. When you say we went into Afghanistan and we are going to get out and we are doing this and we're going to do that,
I'm drug along as an unwilling participant.
You're not participating in it. You're being that would be like me saying, oh well, that bicycle thief just stole my bicycle. We need to get, we should give it back to me or something like that. I'm not using a very good analogy here, but like you had something stolen from you. That doesn't mean that you identify with the thief. That doesn't mean that you're part of his gang all of a sudden. That doesn't mean that you're responsible for what the thief does with your money. It doesn't mean that at all. You were extracted at the threat of violence. You're a victim. I mean, you could stop paying, but you're not because you're scared of what they might do.
I've got a small voice because of the fact that they steal my money. And the idea is that I have a voice in this government, so while I'm addressing
That's
the
a nice
government,
idea. That'd be like the gang telling you that you have a voice in their organization.
You have a voice. You have a small voice. You're able to vote.
Might not mean much.
It doesn't mean much at all. You can pick between the two ruthless, murdering dons.
Right,
so you don't have a voice
at all. It's an illusion that you have any sort of say in what goes on. So why embody yourself into their gang?
You are not part of their gang. I want them to stop killing people. That's why.
And falling prey to collectivism is somehow going to help that? Please. More coming up. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners. There are dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo and or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. You can see them and become a Shriner if you want. If you're a lady listener, that's all that is required. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll let you be a lady and that you give us a validated photo or video. Details at shrine.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, right here in New Hampshire with hundreds at this point of other liberty-minded activists. And soon to be thousands. There are over 9,800 people that are participants in the Free State Project. A number of them have been become early movers, as Mark and myself have done. Toby, you're a New Hampshire native. And so it's pretty cool from your perspective, right? I mean, having lived here your whole life and now having, you know, reinforcements coming in.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it really is something else. And I think that the big part of the Free State Project, I mean, is it's not only bringing in these reinforcements, but it's lighting the fire under people like myself. If it wasn't for the Free State Project, I'd probably still be all angry at the two political parties and not really knowing where to go. Because, I mean, it's not taught in government school. You've got to pretty much stumble across the message of liberty somewhere else. And so it was
true.
It was listening to Free Talk Live that originally brought me into it, and thus I've turned on other people to it as well. So it's starting to get that snowball effect of new movers moving in, waking up New Hampshire natives, turning other new people onto the message of freedom and liberty. So it really is doing a lot.
And I think so.
And that's only right now, before it's even started, just early movers.
Right. It's only been since 2003 when New Hampshire was chosen, and so there have been, at first there was a trickle of people coming in the first year or two, and then a little more, and then a little more, and then year after year it just keeps increasing. And so come on out here. Go to freestateproject.org. You can find out about the Liberty Forum, which is a great opportunity to come up here and meet some of these, hundreds of them, of the Liberty activists of which we speak. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. As we continue, we'll take your calls here. Go to Frank in New York. You can bring up anything. Frank, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, guys. I heard the discussion. I wanted to raise a few points.
Okay.
First being that, the United States and Israel supported Saddam Hussein when he was number two in the Ba'ath Party from 1957 on, and they viewed his regime as a stable Arabic regime in the Middle East. It was good for the United States and the oil business as well as for the security of Israel.
There's that famous photo of Saddam Hussein shaking hands with Donald Rumsfeld from 1980 or something.
Yes,
like
and there are also photographs of other heads of state, Henry Kissinger, other presidents and world leaders and presidents of oil companies, Mobil, etc., you know, in the same situation with the photograph. And also I wanted to say, too, that, again, the U.S. aided Saddam and his military, not only with providing him with weapons that the oil revenues of Iraq purchased from the United States and Western Europe, but, again, he was really considered our representative in the Arabic world, in a sense. Now, I wanted to also state that the death of Hussein in Qusay, Saddam's son, you remember that at one of the palaces after the United States bombed the palaces, immediately the images that were shown via the CIA and its Kurdish operatives was the shrine of pornography. Every regime that the United States destabilizes with the CIA and covert means, when it comes time for the photo opportunity with the world press, there's always a degenerate altar of pornography. We saw this in Guatemala, we saw this in Chile, we saw this elsewhere. And also,
Frank.
Go ahead.
There's did you say a degenerate altar of pornography?
Oh, yes.
In the literal sense of
you'll remember that supposedly the Saddam's sons had pictures of the Bush girls with their heads superimposed on nude models, all sorts of
perverse... That's news to me.
Perverse images in things that I remember seeing the photographs, and this was a big photo opportunity that the Bush administration used to show how degenerate, you know, Saddam and his Ba'ath party were to Iraq. But also, if you go back to Colin Powell's memoirs, he states that he, as Secretary of State, he spoke to Bush and Rumsfeld and the neocons, with the strategy for destabilizing Iraq, stating that if you break it, you bought it, meaning that if the United States goes in and ruins the country, it's going to be responsible for reparations and also repairing it. And we know that that's an actual statement that's been recorded, and So there were people that knew international law, what would happen if you violate the territorial sovereignty of a nation. And also, the United States is responsible for the violation of Iraq's territorial sovereignty and the willful destruction of the infrastructure of the country and the civilian population.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize right now, as of December 1st, Iraq is the most productive oil producer in the Middle East, with Iran being number two and Saudi Arabia being three. So in a sense, I think the reason why we went over was to A, destabilize Saddam, and B, take the oil, move the third pipeline that was under construction from the Persian Gulf to Haifa, Israel.
No, it
and
makes,
that
it makes
actually
the most
occurred.
Sense.
So in a sense,
yeah.
I think it the comments that the father of the gentleman that sent you the email sort of leads me to believe that maybe he's a CIA bottom feeder, an older man who worked for the CIA, because he just seems to believe whatever propaganda in the face of knowledge that we find out about what's actually happening. And
well,
I think that's...
I think most Americans believe, a lot of Americans at least, I don't know if most, but a lot of Americans believe the propaganda. I don't know if that makes them connected
to
the CIA.
It does, but it's kind of funny because the Illuminati, when they meet... or I should say when we meet, people laugh about this, and it's utterly ridiculous. I mean, just think of Bush's father in 1990, President Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, telling Congress and having the niece of the Kuwaiti ambassador, Al-Sabah, testify to Congress that they're bayoneting babies in incubators.
Oh, yeah.
Iraqis in Kuwait.
And
we know that
lie.
Was all a lie.
Yeah,
and Father
lie.
Bush said that on his news, on the world news, you know, saying that. But, and he couldn't even get the lie out without stumbling on it. So this is what I'm saying. It's time for the American people to do some homework and read what's going on. You're not going to find out what's going on in the New York Times.
I don't know if they can read. That's the problem. They may have trouble reading.
Right, and you know,
people.
Thinking is hard. It hurts when you start doing it, but after a while it becomes very pleasurable. Like many things, it's an acquired taste.
Frank, was Saddam Hussein part of the Illuminati?
No, actually he wasn't.
Thank you for the call tonight, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. He's got the roster, he knows.
He has a puppy with him and stuff.
You can bring up anything. The toll-free number.
Talking about drinking cognac with him.
800-259-9231. They don't drink blood? I thought that's what... No? They don't do that?
Is that Ian's joke for the week?
I don't know. More coming up. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat... Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can edit virtually anything you see there. WIKI.freetalklive.com.
The Totosack. Toby, have you seen one of these Totosacks yet?
I don't know what a Totosack is.
I am going to tell you. It is a little handle, and I'll show you one during the break, but it's a little handle. It's black, and it's made with 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's got a little hook in it, and you can put grocery bags. Honestly, you can carry all kinds of things with it, but mainly it's designed for grocery bags. That way you don't have to make several trips from the car, you know, carry a bunch of stuff in. I prefer to carry them into the grocery store, so I don't even have to try to drive the cart to the cart corral or anything like that. But if you can go get a two-pack or a family pack today at Totosack, that's TOTASAK.com, they make carrying a heck of a lot easier, and you'd be surprised how much more you can carry with a Totosack. It's Totosack, TOTASAK.com.
Good product.
I like the idea. I don't know what this is, but I hate making lots of trips.
Yeah,
I always try to load up and always end up dropping a few bags on the way in because I'm not going to make that extra trip to the parking lot. If I can try to do it, I'm going to try to do it. If there's a possibility, I'm on.
That's how I do it.
This makes it easy.
Yeah.
Totosack.com. All right, we keep going here. We'll take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Since we started the show out with kind of international issue and the war in Iraq / Afghanistan, well, let's continue that path here, as the ACLU has put out a press release in regards to the announcement, apparently, that came out today that the Obama administration announced it will purchase the Thompson Correctional Center in Illinois for the purpose of holding some of the detainees currently remaining at Guantanamo. Did you guys catch wind of this? Though the administration is leaving unsaid which detainees will be moved there and for what purposes, the information it's provided indicates that some detainees might be held for military commission proceedings, that means secret Star Chamber trial, in Illinois, while others might be held at Thompson indefinitely without charge or trial. So they're going to move people from Guantanamo to Illinois and still not charge them.
So this is so much better. It's so good we finally shut down Guantanamo, because this is what was expected? I mean, is this what people expected when they said they wanted Guantanamo shut down? Is this what... Yeah, just move them to a different place and do the exact same thing.
I can't imagine that they can move somebody, that somebody can be housed in on American soil as, you know, they're not a prisoner of war. We have not declared, the United States government has not declared war on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, they're not a prisoner of war. I don't think that you can hold them here.
Oh, well,
legally.
They can. They can, and they are. Well, I mean, the ACLU is similarly shocked as you are, Mark. But let's see what they have to say. They say the administration has stated that any detainees at Guantanamo who continue to be held and for whom no prosecution is planned, we're just going to hang on to you. Well, maybe we'll prosecute you. Maybe not.
Well,
enjoy your stay.
What they're doing is they're waiting until they're forced to. Couple few years down the line.
By the
courts. The ACLU brings some charges, and the courts force the government to move, and then they're, you know, that much farther along. At that point, Obama doesn't have to worry about it, because I don't think he's going to make the second term. That's just a prediction. If he does, he can deal with it in the second term. No big deal.
Yeah, once he's elected twice, it wouldn't matter.
Sure.
It's a win-win for him.
Even if the Democrats that are outraged and you know, people that are outraged by this behavior aren't going to not vote for him based on it. The ones that are going to vote for him aren't going to not vote for him based on this.
They're certainly not going to vote for the Republican.
Right. That's the sick, twisted aspect of our system.
Right.
George Bush was a terrible Republican. Awful. The bailout was his idea. You know, the idea of taking poor people's money from across the nation and giving it to a bunch of rich people for this bailout, this banker bailout, that was his idea. Terrible, terrible Republican.
And Barack
However,
Obama is George Bush.
All the Republicans voted for George Bush because that's they it was that or oh my God or not excuse me, they didn't vote for George Bush, they voted for McCain because oh my God, it could be Barack Obama.
Right. And
what do we get? The same thing?
And as he said, it is the same thing, except he's paying lip speak to change, lip speak to everything else. He's still going to tout the line of, I shut down Guantanamo, because that's what the American people said they wanted, right?
Yep.
So he still gets to say, he shut down Guantanamo. Yeah, I opened up in a couple of other secret prisons that does the exact same thing. But in his speeches and his campaigning and in the public perception, a lot of people believe, well, he did shut down Guantanamo.
Right, and even though George W. Bush presided over a tremendous increase in the welfare system in that there was that prescription drug thing for the elderly that went through, which was a tremendous boondoggle under his administration. Obama will also get to claim some sort of success with health care. I mean, it looks like eventually something's going to get rammed through.
They're
going to
ram something through.
And so he'll be able to tout that as, I said I'd do something about health care, and I did it. And so the Democrats, even though many of them will be aware, as many of them have been, I mean, people, even Michael Moore and... who's the chick on MSNBC? Rachel Maddow. Even some of the bigger named personalities in the Democratic side of things have come out and chastised Obama for his warmongering and that sort of thing. They'll still stand by him if he runs again because he's got a D by his name, so he's got to be better.
What's the alternative for them? I mean, the whole cognitive dissonance. I mean, you can't. In their line of thinking, if they're going against him in all of this, well, then where do I stand? I mean, they're Democrats or Republicans, and those are the two options. You can't have anything else. So either we're with him, or where do we go then? Oh, we got to be with him. There's no other option.
The military-industrial complex is so deeply seated in Washington, D.C., that I don't think being entirely anti-war, I don't think you could get elected. If you were a peacenik candidate, I don't think you could get elected in the United States.
So the story continues from the ACLU that the statement from the administration again is that there are certain detainees who are going to be held indefinitely. There's no prosecution plan. They'll be held under authority granted by Congress in 2001 under the authorization for use of military force, as informed by the law of war. Now, as the ACLU says, however, the so-called war on terrorism isn't a traditional war, having no temporal or geographical boundaries. The following...
That use of force, I believe, was in Afghanistan. So if any of these people were taken outside of Afghanistan, I think they still got a legal problem.
Well, I hope you're right, but that doesn't mean it's going to stop them from doing what they're doing. And, of course, the judges tend to side in favor of the feds more often than they side in favor of freedom. So the ACLU commented as follows. The creation of a Gitmo North in Illinois is hardly a meaningful step forward. Shutting down Guantanamo will be nothing more than a symbolic gesture if we continue its lawless policies onshore. Alarmingly, all indications are that the administration plans to continue its predecessor's policy of indefinite detention without charge or trial for some detainees with only a change of location. Such a policy is completely at odds with our democratic commitment to due process and human rights, whether it's occurring in Cuba or in Illinois. The whole idea of saying in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and by the way, today is Bill of Rights Day, for anyone who cares, the whole idea of having those Bill of Rights was that human beings have rights, not just people that were born within a certain geographic boundaries.
Right. You can't deprive somebody of their life, liberty, and ability to own property simply because they're a foreigner, even if they're on this land.
But that's the perspective of the federal government.
Right. That's old-timey Roman citizenship kind of citizenship. And it is disgusting to me. The fact is, the people's rights are inalienable. They were given to them by God, as according to the Declaration of Independence, and I don't entirely disagree with that. So the idea that they treat people like this, to me, satanic.
In fact, while the Obama administration inherited the Guantanamo debacle, this current move is its own affirmative adoption of those same policies. It's unimaginable that the Obama administration, this is them being shocked, right? It's unimaginable, alarmingly, these words they're using to say that, boy, we thought this guy would be different, that the Obama administration is using the same justification as the Bush administration used to undercut centuries of legal jurisprudence and the principle of innocent until proven guilty and the right to confront one's accusers. All out the window. Military tribunal, you don't get any of that stuff.
Right. They just don't declare war anymore, you know?
All right, there's more, though, to their statement. And, of course, we'll share whatever you call in about at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you are welcome to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to benefit Free Talk Live. It's the same great Amazon, same great prices, free Super Saver shipping deals, used items, dozens of categories. It's all the same. It's just when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, they just kind of set a little cookie to remember that you came through our link, and we get a percentage of your purchase. So get your shopping done for the holiday season, or just get the stuff that you need or want for yourself at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the story is from the ACLU, and they are upset. Boy, are they shocked at this Obama character. They thought that he was going to be different. They thought that he was in favor of change, that he was going to do something significantly different from the Bush administration. But turns out...
he said he would. He said he would.
He did. He promised
change.
And when
he shut down Guantanamo, he said that the only people who would be being kept would, they're gathering up paperwork to have the trials. And that's what I remember coming out when he, the reason they couldn't release everyone or have trials for everyone right away is because there were some lost papers and such that the Bush administration had lost.
Oh, yeah,
and this is what the Obama administration said. And that's the reason it was going to take a while to get some of the trials in order. But he guaranteed us that all the trials would eventually happen until the American people wait a few months and start to forget. Memories get foggy. And then this comes out.
Well, he is changing. I mean, he's changing locations. They're moving the Guantanamo from Guantanamo to Illinois. And that's what this is about. The ACLU responding to this, essentially expressing shock that this could be going on in the so-called land of the free, where we have this justice system and these supposed Bill of Rights. He says, this is the ACLU's, I think, executive director. Yeah. He says, it's also greatly disturbing the administration will continue the use of military commissions, which are no more acceptable in Illinois or any other U.S. state than in Guantanamo. Despite some improvements, the commissions still fall far short of the legal standards necessary to comply with constitutional and international standards, allowing, for example, the use of coerced and hearsay evidence that would not be allowed in federal court. The proceedings will achieve neither reliable justice nor a restoration of America's credibility around the world. So hearsay is apparently going to be completely... Wow. Someone said that he did something bad. That's hearsay, right? When someone says that something happened, that's hearsay. Not someone who's the first source, not the actual witness to what it was that happened, but someone told me that something happened, that's hearsay. And that's going to be acceptable in the military commissions. Not that anyone will know, because you actually won't be able to view the trials, considering they're completely closed military tribunals. So no one will really know if hearsay was brought up, but There you have it.
Right. The disturbing way that many of the people that were housed in Gitmo at one point or another were sort of rounded up is by a bounty being put out. Here's a bounty for anybody who's a bad terrorist, Al-Qaeda, Taliban guy.
Yeah. And, oh, we got them here. Boy, look at all these guys we've rounded up.
And then
bunch of bad guys.
You're
tell
one of these warlords, or you work for one of these warlords. They're like, hey, there's some money to be had from the U.S. government. Go find some people that we don't like and round them up. And
who owes us money?
We'll say they're bad. And that's really disturbing. And, you know, so I, at that point, you've got these witnesses, these people who have deposed themselves when turning in these people by saying, wow, these guys are bad. They're Al-Qaeda terrorist people. And then, right. And so the United States citizens have to house these people for 5 years or something like that. Likely, they are so embittered at this point that they are really, truly a danger to let go. I mean, I would think at this point that these people that have been housed really are a danger, the ones that weren't a danger that they got in the first place. Because to me, I'm sure that there were some dangerous bad men amongst these guys on Gitmo. I wouldn't claim
you're
that.
You're not sure, you just imagine that.
I imagine it's true. Right.
Well, at this point, they probably
miss every time, right?
They're probably severely broken, if not very mad. I mean, you're put in a cage for that long, and we're not talking about a normal jail cell. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
This is torture, sensory deprivation, some horrible things happening to these people. If they're not real mad and ready for vengeance, they're completely broken.
They're ready for suicide bombing. Right. I mean, at this point.
Well, they're ready to kill themselves just out and out. I mean, if they're
being
tortured.
Might as well take some infidels with them.
At this point, can you blame them? I mean, if that happened to you, how would you feel?
Separated from your family for...
Insane, likely. Right?
I mean, and we're talking more than 5 years. It's almost been 10 years since some of these people have been rounded up. And we're saying, well, we can't find the proper paperwork to go through with a trial on these, because as you said, they're rounded up in these...
They don't have paperwork.
Ways. There's no paperwork, because in a lot of cases, there may have been no crime.
Right. These are soldiers, not police officers. They didn't collect evidence. They didn't depose witnesses.
Yep.
They have some paperwork, perhaps, but... It's not paperwork in the sense that law enforcement officers make the paperwork. So, these people haven't been charged, and they haven't been even brought through the system to be brought up in the United States' legal system. So this is a gigantic mess that was put together by the poor use of the United States military here. If you were going to send them in, declare war on Afghanistan, make these guys POWs, and then there would be a clear path. But you can't just not declare war and then call people POWs that you got from God knows where.
Well, they can, and they are. The administration, according to the ACLU, must also make very clear what category of detainee will be transferred to Thompson in the future and what kind of prison conditions will apply. So maybe they're not even going to shut down Guantanamo anytime soon. It sounds like they're only transferring some prisoners to Illinois. Detainees not charged with a crime should not be subject to punitive conditions meant for sentenced prisoners who have been found guilty in a court of law, and all conditions must comply with the Geneva Conventions. Well, that's what the ACLU wants. Whether or not that actually will happen is another question. The administration will no doubt be looking to Congress for legislative buy-in for this facility as both branches work together. We strongly urge lawmakers to legislate responsibly and not set any policies or precedents for indefinite detention on U.S. soil or create any violation of the Geneva Conventions, which you can expect they will do, because they don't have any liability. What will it matter to Congress?
Absolutely.
If Congress decides to go ahead and authorize this and say, okay, yep, that looks good. Oh, yeah, let's buy this place and move all these people over there. No problem.
If Congress legislated torture for these guys, like real live torture. I'm not talking about waterboarding or anything like that. I'm talking about medieval torture, the real good stuff. If they authorized that, there would be no liability these 435 drunken sailors in Washington, D.C., because that's the way our crummy system was set up. That is the failure of the Constitution of the United States of America. It did not hold these people accountable. As far as I'm concerned, if you violate the Constitution, and that includes the Bill of Rights here on Bill of Rights Day, you should face penalties far worse than a murderer or a torturer would who just does it on their own.
But that would require you to be held responsible by someone, because the Constitution itself isn't going to jump up and do it.
Governments have never been, these coercive nation-state governments have never been held to standards like that, because they are the ones in control and you aren't. And they're never going to be.
Right, the employees.
There needs to be a move away from this kind of system.
I agree completely, but how that's going to happen at the federal level, I don't think is possible. I mean, we just have to wait for it to crumble and come to pieces and then forget about it, and then hopefully set up something different on a more local level. I, for one, would prefer a voluntary society, but I'd take 50 states over the federal government. I think that would be a dramatic improvement. The Obama's administration announcement today, rather, contradicts everything the president has said about the need for America to return to leading with its values. American values do not contemplate disregarding our Constitution and skirting the criminal justice system. After detaining hundreds of individuals without the basic due process rights that define the justice system for almost 8 years. It's time to charge suspects where evidence exists and repatriate and transfer the rest to countries where they won't be tortured. From the ACLU. At 800-259-9231. I'm just curious. What do the conservatives think about all this? I mean, I don't listen
to
the show.
It's
going to
be very, very tough because essentially the war was started by Bush and being increased by Obama. I think they just kind of keep their mouths shut on it. As every time I brought it up, it's just kind of, that's all I've ever been able to get out of anybody.
So they're not cheering him on, like, yeah, get
them. Anything that's bad for Obama is bad, is good for people to consider themselves to be conservatives. They know that they'll be best served when the Republican gets back in. Everything will be right with the nation at that point. But
that's the beauty of Go Team. You don't really need to have a real value set. You just need to have the right color or the right letter next to you. And it really doesn't matter what your so-called leaders are saying, because it's Go Team no matter what. Players may be traded around, values may be shifted, foundations may completely switch sides, but it's the same team, right? I'm still rooting for the Republicans, or I'm still rooting for the Democrats. I mean, I'm a Red Sox fan. Doesn't matter how many times the players get traded around, I'm still a Red Sox fan.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number 2 is on the way. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yeahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yeahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.